It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Russian businessman and accused arms dealer Viktor Bout is due in a federal court in New York today for an important pretrial hearing. Federal prosecutors will ask a judge to let them present evidence to a jury to show that Viktor Bout's involvement in weapons trafficking all over the world. But Bout's lawyer says the U.S. Justice Department is stretching the law to prosecute him. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the latest on a man known as the Merchant of Death.
It's the rare criminal defendant who can say his life has made it to the big screen in a movie starring Nicolas Cage. Here he is playing a fictionalized version of Viktor Bout in the 2005 film Lord of War.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
Law enforcement authorities have been chasing the real Viktor Bout for decades, tracking how he went from Soviet military officer in the 1980s to multimillionaire in the 1990s, allegedly providing assault weapons for brutal conflicts in Angola and the Congo. Bout's exploits in Africa made him one of the world's most wanted men. Drug Enforcement Administration official Thomas Harrigan put it this way at a news conference last year.
When arrested, he oversaw operations capable of delivering enough weapons to launch rebellions, fuel revolutions, and slaughter untold thousands of people.
DEA agents finally nabbed Bout in a sting operation, masquerading as Colombian rebels seeking weapons to attack the government and its American allies. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara described the shopping list Bout had allegedly promised to fill, an arsenal Bharara said would be the envy of many small countries.
More than 700 surface-to-air missiles, 5,000 AK-47 assault rifles, anti-personnel landmines, C4 explosives, and literally millions of rounds of ammunition.
That kind of hardware won't be in court when Bout goes to trial. But prosecutors today are asking permission to use Boot's long record as an international arms dealer against him. Not so fast, says Bout's lawyer Albert Dion.
The prosecutors have revealed that they intend to introduce evidence in the trial designed to besmirch Bout's character and prejudice jurors against him. Evidence of purported events occurring as long ago as 1997 and completely unconnected to the charged crimes.
But federal prosecutors say Bout's past is a critical part of the story. They say they need to show Bout had the ability to make good on his promises to get his hands on deadly weapons and to fly them into conflict zones. The U.S. Justice Department spent years trying to build a case against him and to get the government in Thailand, where he was arrested, to send him to New York for trial. Bout attorney Dion says it was all a vendetta.
In our opinion, for political reasons, the United States government caused the arrest of Viktor Bout on the basis of a wholly created and fraudulent charges, caused him to be extradited to the United States by the exertion of enormous political pressure.
Ira Lee Sorkin is a lawyer in New York. He defended another international arms dealer, Manzer Al-Kassar, caught up in a similar sting operation.
The statute clearly makes reference to the fact that if one is engaged in an act or a conspiracy to harm U.S. citizens or U.S. military, wherever they may be on this earth, that gives the U.S. courts jurisdiction.
Prosecutors have agreed to make one concession in the Bout trial. They say they'll delete any references to the Merchant of Death or the Lord of War in recordings undercover agents made with Bout and his associates. For now, the man who inspired those names lives in a secure prison in Lower Manhattan, where he's complained about not getting enough fruit and vegetables in his diet. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.